Sounds very familiar, I always get it mixed up. Let us stand, or people will send you, I'm waiting for the covering of the glad millennial day when our Lord will come.
Catch his waiting right away.
What's
singing or
what's shouting? That's it there, I'm watching, that's it. Amen. Let's sing this and then I'll hand over to the pastor.
I am watching for the coming of the glad millennial day.
Yes, our Lord. Turn to the Word of God, to Colossians chapter 2, and tonight I want to continue on from this morning, Sins Blotted Out, for a title of the night. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13-14, and you maybe could read all of this, write down this chapter, maybe you can read it while I'm talking, because just a way of save time, but this is a wonderful scriptures in Colossians. I'd love to just take the book of Colossians sometime and go through the whole book of Colossians. But let's read verse 13 and 14 of Colossians. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Let's bow our heads again this evening. And if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord tonight. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, you know every need, Lord Jesus. You know every circumstance. Father, we humbly bow before you tonight, and we approach you in the name of your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we confess we need you, Lord Jesus, but we also confess that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we call you on the scene this evening for ourselves, for each individual in this room. For every need, we call you, Lord Jesus, on the scene. We're asking for your help, for your intervention. Praying, Lord, for every hand raised, you'll meet every single need. Spiritual, financial, physical, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Father, touch men and women tonight. Think of those looking for a house, Lord. I pray you'll get them the right house, get them the right place. Just have your way and will in their lives, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, lead and guide in this service, I pray. I do take the Holy Ghost again tonight by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you to undertake for me. Save the lost and all of our families, our own sons and daughters, many not saved. We claim every one of them, every mother and every father, every relation and relative outside of the kingdom, we claim in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, and pray for household salvation in Jesus Christ's name. Bless your word to our hearts tonight, Lord, as we look at the scriptures again. Encourage and strengthen your people. Touch those that need your touch. Bless our brother Andrew as he recovers at this time, Brother Beecham. Bless him and strengthen him and touch him. Let the hand of God be mightily on him, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, for Brother Laurie, bless and strengthen and touch in the name of Jesus Christ and any others, maybe that's not mentioned. Touch and bless, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Restore the backslidden. Bless your own people, Israel, we're praying. Bless us in this service tonight and your word to our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. It's maybe seated. Praise the Lord. I want to read this out again from the Amplified Version. Verse 14. Having cancelled, blotted out, and wiped away the handwriting of the note bond with its legal decrees and demands which was in force and stood against us, hostile to us. This note with its regulations, decrees, demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of the way of being nailing it to his cross. Verse 15 says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them and triumphing over them in him and in at the cross. On page 29 in the Church Age book, for those that have it and read it, and if you haven't got it, take one at the back, they're free. You'll read on page 29, the heading is Loose from Sin. And he's taking the quote of the scripture from Revelations 1, verse 5. And there where it says blotted out means loose from sin. And the Lord has loosed us from our sin. Tonight I want to share some thoughts and some scriptures. I want to read some tremendous scriptures. I was going to skip over them, but I thought they were so good. I'm going to take my time and read them to you tonight, different scriptures and verses. And there's one here, Brother John often quotes it, and it's in here, I can't remember now the top of my head. I was reading it today, and it's a powerful scripture. We're going to read it here this evening as well. Blotting out, the Greek word, having wiped out, coincident in time. Now, coincident in time means happening or existing at the exact time. So when Jesus Christ was crucified at the exact time, the Bible says in Hebrews says that God sent his Son into the world at a specific or exact time. People think, they try to preach sometimes, you know, if we do certain things, God will do certain things. And like the rapture, I've heard people preach about the rapture. Once the bride catches on who she is, we'll go and we'll leave and all them things. I don't believe any of that. We cannot change the actual plan what God has already foreordained and laid out. We can't change it. We don't need to. God has an absolute plan laid out before the foundation of the world. So the coincident time, at the exact right time, Christ came. Just like when Lazarus died and they thought he would get over there quicker. He's dead 4 days. And if you'd only been here sooner, it mightn't have happened, some of them said, and all different ideas. We'd have been the same. But the Lord Jesus raised him from the dead after he was dead 4 days. What did he say? I am the resurrection, I am the life. And at the right time, we, having forgiven, Colossians 2:13, hereby having cancelled the law's indictment against you and me. And the law had an indictment against me and you. But he cancelled it out. He nailed the handwriting of ordinances, that's the law, to the cross. Every single letter against us by a solicitor in this spiritual picture, he nailed it to the cross. The law, including specifically the moral law, wherein lay the chief difficulty in obeying, is obliterated, repealed, or to do away with to the believer. As far as it was in compulsory accusing code, and as far as righteousness, justification, and the life were sought for by it, Jesus Christ's sacrifice was superior to it all. Note you'll read in Hebrews, here's what you'll read. If the first had been perfect, there would have been no need for another. But it wasn't perfect. But there was a perfect one that came. Now, when we read often, and a lot of preachers in the end time message does it, the brethren does it. I could name you a load of them that do it. Almost all the denominations do it. They tick and they misquote the scripture when that was as perfect as come. That was in parts done away with.
Yes,
that's Christ.
Yes,
now, William Branham said we have a perfect interpretation of divine vindication. We believe that. But that which is perfect has come is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're waiting on his coming. We believe he's here by the Holy Spirit. We could say he's appeared. But the appearing foreruns is coming. There is a physical man, Jesus, has to come. And we're not meeting him on the earth, we're meeting him in the air. But God dealt with it all, didn't he? It can only produce outward works, not inward obedience to the will of God, which in the believer flows from the Holy Spirit in him. So it's the Holy Spirit in the believer that makes us live now, isn't it? That's the life of the blood. Now let me read you some of these wonderful scriptures. Romans 3, verse 19 to 25. And I'll try and read it slow tonight, and I've wrote deliberately no notes under it so that I don't be too long tonight. Romans 3, verse 19 to 25. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in the sight of God. So the law condemns everybody. Nobody. Nobody's exempt. It condemns everybody. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now, verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there's no difference. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God have set forth, here's this word again, to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. So this is superior to the law. This has done away with it. We are accepted in Christ to propitiation. The thing that appeased and satisfied God was the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And when we believe by faith in that, it is superior to the law. We're free. The law condemned every one of us, didn't it? What we heard this morning, it was a schoolmaster that brought us the knowledge. It learned us the knowledge. He's a fellow, he's a great man. There's another man with him, Ray Comfort. And he's a tremendous Bible. That's the Bible I give Brother Alan. Ray Comfort's a good man. Ray Comfort uses them Ten Commandments. He's not misusing them. He's using them right. But he shows people when people say, well, I've never done any wrong. And then he takes them through the Ten Commandments. And you don't have to go far till somebody's broke one of them. So they're condemned. But Christ lifts all that. He lifts all that. Isn't that great? Now look at Romans 7 here. Romans 7, verse 2 to 4. Now this, you might think this is a strange scripture, but I thought it was when I first looked at it. Then I read on a bit, and then I was getting the full picture of it. And you could read right down through it, even more verses. But let's read from chapter 7, verse 2 of Romans chapter 7. For the woman which had a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. Now, I want you to really think that for a moment. So while the husband is living, the woman is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives.
Now, if the man dies, she's loose from it. She is free. She can remarry. She's free to do it. She's not committing a sin. The Bible clears her to do it. But if she remarries while she is still under the first husband, she's living in adultery. But Paul is using this for to give us a bigger, better picture here of Christ and salvation. Verse 3. So then, if while the husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from the law, so that she's no adulteress. Though she be married to another man, she's not an adulteress because her first husband's dead. Verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. You see what that says? We are dead to the law by the body of Christ. The thing that we could not do and keep nor fulfilling the law, it becomes dead to us because of Christ. He's our husband. If we're in Christ, he's took our place. Isn't that right? Wherefore, my brethren, ye are also become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Now you can read on down through them scriptures. That's wonderful scriptures. The Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. The woman's bound to the husband while he liveth because of the law. Now we know the day there's lots of women and people get divorced and they remarry, but they're living in sin. There's no other way around it. You can paint it over and do what you want, but it's sin. Now I often say they'll do it anyhow. No matter if you preach and tell it, they'll still do it. Especially the young people, they'll do it. They'll go ahead and do it. Now you know that even these scriptures, and I'm not going to go into marriage and divorce tonight, because there's so many differences on it, but it's not written in the same way against the man as it is against the woman. But that's a whole other subject, and it's controversial, but sure, let it be. What about it? Everything's controversial. You should dig right into something that's controversial, because the Bible's an answer for everything. It's not right. But I'm just giving you an example. You know how many people will do it? They go ahead and do it. You can tell them it, and they'll still do it. Now look at Galatians 2. Now I'm keeping with this subject and the spiritual side of it. Christ has done it for us. Galatians 2, verse 19 to 20. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave myself for me. He's not living by the law. No, he believes the law. He's living by the faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Who loved me and gave himself for me. The life that I now live, I live by, nevertheless, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, if you're born again and you're saved, Christ is living in you. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Come with me to Romans 8. And this is maybe the part what I wanted to get to, but Romans 8. And we often quote this in prayer, many of us quote this in prayer, parts of this scripture. But I want to read you nice and slow tonight. And we're going to look at it this evening. Romans 8, 1 to 11. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. The law of the Spirit. So it is the Spirit. That's the Spirit. When you get the washed in the blood, the life of the blood is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is not clear. Everybody knows that. That's the Holy Spirit. If the same Spirit dwelling you, we quote it when we pray. It's in these scriptures I'm reading. We'll get to it in a moment. Look at verse 3. For For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Christ fulfilled the law. Christ done what Moses couldn't do, what Joshua couldn't do. You can name every one of them. None of them could do it. Christ done it. You can take a man today in this age, and I don't care how good he is, he couldn't do it. Because Jesus Christ is no ordinary man. He's the only begotten Son of God. He's special and he's unique. And he came and he done it in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk, verse 4, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we're to walk after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we want to be worrying about the things of the Spirit, not the things of the flesh. Amen. It's like I said this morning, I could get people in here. Look, I could do an advertisement. I'm capable of doing it. Do you believe that tonight? I could do a course on so many different things in the Bible. I've been preaching it for years. I've studied it for a lifetime. I'll do that and get somebody courses on different courses, and I could pick a name and call it some name. I'll make a healing course or whatever, something like that. And there'd be nothing wrong with that. Maybe somebody could get saved. And I could give them a certificate. But you're who am I? A pope. That's the truth. But I'll tell you what, the Bible doesn't tell us to do that. The Bible tells us that we are to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to preach the gospel. And we're to preach the Holy Spirit. Not just to preach it, we are to manifest it. We are the manifestations of him. We are to be the manifestations of him. And we're to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, you can give me a man or a woman that's filled with the Holy Ghost, and it'll be far better than 1,000 certificates. That one man or one woman filled with the Holy Spirit, with a real experience, they'll do something. I'll tell you what, they'll do it because the Holy Spirit's in. But you can have all them certificates. I saw it. Look, brothers and sisters, I saw it in California. I saw it. I saw it, they had degrees and certificates, and they'd people talk about deliverance ministries. Yes, these boys were the special deliverance ministries. They had special courses, special programs for deliverance ministries, and they'd list the stuff. And there we went to the service, and the man levitated. And I saw him. I was there. And none of those people with all the certificates and all the degrees, they couldn't do anything with that man. He was possessed with powerful demons. And I was really young then, not long serving the Lord, but I had an experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord came to me in that jail, and I knew the Lord was with me, and the same voice that spoke to me in that jail spoke to me in that room that night. And I was there, and I was afraid this man was levitating, and the voice spoke to me, and the voice says to me, "Say nothing and just watch, for tomorrow I will deliver that man." And the very next day, they couldn't get him delivered, and the next day he came in the house, and he's no testimony how that God delivered that man. They asked me to preach the next day. I didn't even know I was preaching. And there I was preaching, and who came in but that man came into that room. And God delivered him. And I can tell you tonight, you can't play with devils. That man filled about 6 carrier bags, shopping bags, of stuff that come out of him. And it all came out of him. And I can't explain that, and there was a terrible smell. And he was rent sore, and he fell to the ground, and that scripture just like spoke in me, where Jesus cast the devils out, and he rent him sore and came out. And then he took him by hand, so I just did that. And God healed him. And God delivered that man. But I had no certificates. I had very little education, never mind certificates. But I had an experience with the Lord. An experience of the Holy Spirit. And this is, look at verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be subject, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And how many people today are Christians and they're carnally minded? They cannot believe for anything for God to do. They're too carnally minded. Isn't that the truth? Look at verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So I've told you before, if you're saved, you have the Spirit. The idea that the Spirit's never come on somebody that's saved is not true. The Holy Spirit moves in every person that's saved. Now there is a baptism of that Spirit. But the Spirit's already come on you if you're saved. And Paul's saying we have the Spirit. Amen. You need to speak that you have it. And the Holy Spirit's been already poured out. You receive it by faith, just like you received Jesus Christ. There's days I guarantee you, you don't feel saved. But you don't go about saying, I'm not saved today. You're still saved, whether you feel saved or not. And you testify you have the Holy Spirit. And believe it. And act on it. And I'll tell you, God will give you a manifestation. Amen. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that, there's a verse, of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. That means make alive. By the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now the Spirit's in you. It doesn't have to come in this room and come in you. If it's in you. If you're a believer and the Spirit's in you. It's already in you. So you could be asking for something that's already in you. You know, a woman said to me, some people's praying for God to do this and God to do that. But they're not willing to do anything themselves. That's true. There's a lot of that happens. God's already gifted some of us with gifts. But what are we doing with them? Now we should not, look, don't misunderstand me. We want the gifts. But we need to use the gifts we have got. Your gift might not be to a minister or fivefold, part of the fivefold ministry. But you can have another gift. And you're to use that other gift, whatever your gift, brothers and sisters, all the gifts. You see this idea of no gifts? Look, that come from the pit of hell. That's the devil's teaching. That's not God's teaching. You could have gift, you might not even realize it. You could be the type of person that's a real good way with you to talk to people. And it just naturally comes to you that you can go in and talk to people. There's people like that. Now my son Daniel, he's the type of fella. My sons are all different, right? William, he'll go with me, but someplace he'll not want to go himself. But see, Daniel, when he was a wee lad, I could drop him off anywhere at all. He was happy. He could just go right in and mix and talk. But everybody's not like that. Now, you cannot make that one child like that other child. Don't even try to do that. Listen to me tonight. God's every individual for a reason. Everybody's different. Just like the wall with the different stones in the wall, but every single stone's needed in the wall. And I can see in my own children, they're all different, and the girls as well. My mom will, now my mom's not dead, she's here tonight, but she'll never be dead while my Naomi's living. She's a dote of my mom. All the way she goes about things is my mom. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, I'll tell you what. Naomi never panics. She never panics about anything. My mom never panics. Naomi never panics about anything. She's laid back. Where Hannah's the sergeant major. She's a whole different kettle of fish. She'd make a good foreman. poor woman. Has to be done. Has to be done right away. Sharon will say, we're no rush for it in the next, have you had done yet? Has to be done, you say. If the house needs painting, probably done the next night I get home, she'll not wait. That's the way she is. But God's made her like that. So you see, you could be fighting against someone that's made like that. You don't need to do that. Everyone has a gift. And everyone can operate and work their gifts. And thank God for all the gifts. I'm not just talking about 9 gifts, Holy Spirit. There's helps, there's governments, there's so much in the body of Jesus Christ where we don't even think about. But thank God for all of it. The Holy Spirit, and I'm almost finished, praise God, I'm near finished. 1 Peter 2:24, he his own self bear sins in his own body on the tree that we have been dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes, wounds, we were healed. Now you know there's men specifically called with a ministry that God uses them in healing. I was telling one of the brothers this morning, it was Brother Simon, when we were in Mashengo, and Mashengo really had a real move of God. That's Calvin Maggos went to be with the Lord. There's about 5 of them ministers. I found pictures from 2005. At least 5 ministers I knew are all gone. I was really surprised when I went back over. But in Mashengo, God really moved. And we got them a tent. How many people remember that? We got them a tent. We got them a projector and different things. And they went out with a tent. And a lot of people could see him. A lot of people was reached. But they had a real move amongst them. They had gifts of spirit. They had tongues and prophecies and all the gifts. And there was one brother raised up amongst them. He had a tremendous gift for healing and praying for the sick. And I tell you tonight, that man saw so many testimonies out there, what God done. People talk about great men and they write books about them, and that's true. But there's people in parts of the world that have every bit as good a ministry, but you never hear them mentioned. Because they're way out somewhere and they're not boastful or humble. Look at even that man, James McKeown, that I told you about. Nobody hardly knew a thing about him. And he went, Brother Larry knows him. Brother Larry knows James McKeown well. And James McKeown wanted Brother Larry to come and join him. But Brother Larry was leaving there to come over here. And God used that man, James McKeown, mightily. And nobody knew anything about him. And you'll still only find one wee book. But there's thousands of believers. Thousands. Hundreds and hundreds of church birth and fellowship started because of that one man. He was obedient to God. You never hardly hear a thing about it. God's got people tonight. See, we can sit in a wee circle so long and we think that, you know, we've got all the light and there's no light for nobody else. God's people everywhere over the world. Let me tell you, God's moving. God is moving. Revelations 1 verse 5. Now you get your church age book, page 29. And from Jesus, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And Brother Branham said that means loosed us. We are loosed from our sins because of what Christ done for us. We're loosed. It's not wonderful. Hebrews 8 verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In God's mind, it was already done before the foundation of the world. The Lamb of God was slain back then before the foundation of the world, the mind of God. Revelation 13 verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So people's worrying tonight. You ever hear preachers and they're worrying? Boys, I wonder who'll take the mark of the beast. They're all worried about it. What for? Why would you worry about that? Have you read this verse here? Everyone whose names are in the book, they won't take it. They're in the book. And it can't be changed. And it won't matter what the government says or somebody else says, it won't be changed. But people get so worked up. Maybe they could do this or that. You can't do nothing if God's with you. God will keep you. You know that. How many believes the Lord keeps you? certainly don't keep ourselves, I'll tell you that. We fail him every time, but he keeps us. But those that's written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world, they will not receive that mark. And God knows every one of them who they are, and I'm going to tell you better or not, he's taken them out of here. He has taken them out. We know the mark. It'll all come in. It's spiritual already, but it's all going to come right into full manifestation. They're fighting against Israel. They're doing it right now, but it's going to manifest even more and more as we near the end. And them, they'll build that mosque. We know all that. And the Jews will rebuild the temple, and all them different things are to happen. And the rapture will take place, and the bride will be gone. And then there's 3.5 years of tribulation, such as the world's never seen. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. And we go home to heaven with the Lord. Them are coming back with him. And he'll stand on the Mount of Olives, he'll split. And Jerusalem, they'll bear the ships and everything will come up into there, into Jerusalem. It's wonderful what the Lord's got ahead for us. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He'll save his people from their sin. Let me read you this, and then I'm going to close. From a message called Living, Dying, Buried, Rising, and Coming. It's not some title. Living, Dying, Buried, Rising, and Coming. Let me read you this. That's the reason he had to be punished the way he was, because all our sins were placed upon him. And here and there he had to bear them away in his own body to the cross. A reproach, a disgrace, sinfully hanging there naked, stripped, bleeding, bleating. When he rolled his precious head around, the bloody locks dripping from his shoulders. I believe it was Billy Sunday said there was an angel sitting in every tree there saying, just pull your hands loose from the cross and just motion your finger and the whole thing scene will change. The Jews paid him the greatest compliment could be paid, not knowing what they were doing. They said he saved others, himself he can't save. Sure not. If he'd saved himself, he could never save others, but he gave himself that we might be saved. That's the story of the cross and the gospel. If he'd have come down, we would never have been saved. I would go even further in Billy Sunday tonight by saying this. If he'd have nodded an eye or whispered from his lips, the angels would have took him down. But he didn't. When they done all them things to him, he cried, it's finished! Hallelujah. Now you think of that there. Think of it this evening. Try and picture for a moment, and I'm closing. I'll close this. I'm closing the night. Those of you that know about the tabernacle, you just think of it for a moment. You think of the outer court and any of the holiest and holiest holies, and you come in right into the holy place. And you just think of that priest, and he's in the holy place, and he's looking straight at the veil in front of him. It's a massive big curtain. Just think in this building tonight, if we had a massive big curtain hanging right across here. And here's the priest, and he's come in with his offering, and he's right at the spot for he's going into the holiest of holy. He's ready to go in there. And the cry is made on the cross, it's finished! And the veil rents in front of him. I'll guarantee you the life was scared clean out of him. I'll tell you that right now. I'll guarantee he shook to his boots. And all them other priests round there, I guarantee he ran out. And I guarantee he told every one of them. And that veil was rent, thick as a man's hand, woven as thick as a man's hand. Thick, massive curtain. Boy, the strength in it. Think of the strength in it. And God rent it from the top to the bottom. God was saying this way, this great works has been made in the Old Testament. No more. But Christ is a greater sacrifice. Christ is the way. Thank God for tonight. We don't have to go out and kill a lamb. Put it on an altar tonight for the lamb. Christ Jesus has been slain and he rose for our salvation. Let's stand our feet this evening. Praise the Lord. I better not talk no more in the tabernacle because I love talking about it. God's so good. You think of that fella in there. You know the Bible says many have believed. Many of the soldiers believed when they saw the things that happened. Think of all the miracles around it. The earthquake, the darkness in the day. And Christ took our hell. And he took our place. And the whole creation blacked out. And the rocks rent and the earth shook. And the veil rent. I tell you, God was making a change, wasn't he? He was bringing in a superior way, a new covenant. And I'm pointing you to him tonight. Pointing you to Christ tonight. He's the way. Thank God for it. Let's close our eyes this evening. If anyone wants prayer again, lift your hand up to the Lord. If you're not saved, get saved. Whether you're in this service or listening in, get saved. Call on the Lord. If you're backslider, come back to the Lord. He loves you tonight. And he can restore you and renew you. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Lord, we appreciate what you've done for us. And we appreciate for what you're still doing for us even tonight. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your lovely name, Lord Jesus. Lord, words alone wouldn't be enough to describe you. How wonderful and how beautiful you are. Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. Because you first loved us. Father, I'm asking you this evening for the hands raised. You know the needs. Pray you'll meet every single need. People that have a desire in their heart to serve you. To do a work for you. Make a way, Lord. Make a way, we pray. Lord, when they got to the Red Sea, it looked like there's no way. But you made a way. Though the way seemed impossible, you made a way. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Lord, you parted the sea. Lord, we're not in that case tonight, but you're still the same Lord Jesus. You're not the I was, you're still the I am. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We believe you tonight. Father, you know the desires of all of our hearts this evening. Men and women in this room with loved ones on their heart. Lord, relatives and relations, it's not saved. Maybe some of them near death. Lord, we're asking you for mercy. We're asking you to remember mercy. And Lord, tonight, just move and touch them people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Restore the backslider. Meet the need of the hands raised. Oh, Father, you know the needs. Meet every need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, if thou wouldst tarry for tomorrow and we go into another week, Lord, will you help every one of us to be a living written epistle seen and read of all men. Help us to display Christ. Help us as we read tonight to be in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Help us to walk in the Spirit and talk in the Spirit, Lord Jesus. Stir the gifts up amongst us and add the gifts to us. And add to your work such as should be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for those that's plans and ambitions ahead and they prayed about not your will, bless them. And Lord, for those that's still in the valley of decision, give them guidance and leadership. Make the way plain and straight in Jesus' precious name. Pray especially for Matthew and Sister Carl tonight and young Simon looking for a house, Lord Jesus. Lord, I'm just asking you that you'll get them the right place, the right house. Lord, that you'll get it quick, that everything will be well. And you'll bless them and lead them and guide them in every situation. Lord, you know even the things that I don't want to mention. But I pray you'll intervene. Pray you'll bring a change, Lord. And you'll have your way in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, bless each one. Bless the song leader and all the musicians, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest. Bless all the young ones in this room tonight. Help them at their school and their work and exams and whatever they're doing in life. I pray your hand will be upon them. Lord, for those in our hearts, loved ones, it's not here. Save them, we pray, Lord. Speak to them and move upon them and bring them to yourself. In Jesus' precious name. Father, will you bless your people tonight? You know, people that's tremendous needs, Lord, coming this week. Lord, I pray you'll bless them. I pray you'll meet their needs. I pray you'll undertake in every situation. Lord, I pray you'll lift away the spirit of fear and bondage. For you're not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of truth, and that of a sound mind. Oh God, move in our minds, I pray, as we cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination. Let the mind of Jesus Christ be in each one of us this week. Bless all the brethren in this fellowship, the brothers that take part in the ministry. Bless them, strengthen them. All the deacons and the elders. Lord, all these sisters, every single person, bless them. And have your way in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless each one. As our brother Gary comes, God bless each one.
I'm so glad Jesus set me free. These certificates, again, Tommy was speaking about these certificates, and I thought there's a film made about Martin Luther, and he was sent on a pilgrimage because he was causing a bit of trouble where he was, and he was sent out into the world to go to the Vatican for to look around Rome. And when he got there, he got desperately discouraged. And about that time, the Pope was building St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. And he was broke. He had no money. He had his money all spent. He was fighting wars and doing building projects. So they come up with a way of how they could get more money. And what they done was they come up with this invention called indulgence. And they give out, he had a man called John Tetzel. And he was a very strong influencer. And he went around towns and cities and scared the life out of people about what their loved ones were suffering in purgatory. And then it was coined the saying, every time a coin in the coffer rings, a soul in purgatory springs. And they scared the life out of the people. And the people dropped their coin in the box and they gave them a certificate that they had got indulgence in the film. There was a woman on show just to show the poverty because, you know, it was all targeted at really poor people, but this woman was a single mother and had a child with a club foot. And she gave all the money she had to buy an indulgence for a little girl. She thought that if she died, she would go to heaven. She came to Martin Luther and she thought she'd done some wonderful thing, you know, that she'd done for her daughter. She'd give all her living so that she could do that. And he realized that she'd been robbed and deceived by Rome. And he simply told her, he said, Greta, it's only paper. And that's all it was. And it was that inflamed him for to write the 95 Theses and nail it to the door of Wittenberg. And the old Pope, he sent out a papal bull. Luther being a straight-talking man, he said, this is a blast of wind. In other words, it's hot air. And he gave it the fire, praise God.
Amen.
The Pope's paper, he knew what paper was. It wasn't paper. It was going to cleanse him from sin or give eternal life, praise God. Nothing that man can do, he knew, praise God. And you know, it's just silly to think that they give out certificates. What is it? It's a bit of paper. Like, it's childish, isn't it? It's silly. Praise God. Let us sing this here, I'll talk no more.
I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Sing in glory, hallelujah, Jesus set me free.
Christ. Lord, it's atoning merits. Lord, thank you that we're not depending on a piece of paper tonight. Lord, how cheap is a piece of paper on a bit of ink on the writing of a sinner's hand? Lord, your word says, for as much as ye know, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things. A piece of paper can perish and burn up and be consumed, but the blood of Jesus Christ shall never be corrupted. Lord, your word says, that for as much as ye know, ye are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with us, the precious blood as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus Christ is holy and is righteous and is all-powerful and is all-cleansing and his power is yet the same and hasn't diminished any at all. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that our faith is in something that man cannot corrupt. Lord, he can't put his hand to it because it's already a completed work. And Lord, it's your work. It's not man's work. Your word says that salvation is of the Lord. And Lord, if salvation's of you, healing's of you. And Lord, if your word actually says that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow,
yes,
nor verbal list of turning. And Lord, we want to give you all the credit and all the glory and all the honor and all the praise and all the thanks, Lord, for it belongs to thee. And everything that we have that's good comes from you. Lord, we want to bless your holy name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for sins forgiven. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for confidence. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for assurance. Lord, even that if we pass this time, Lord, that we have treasures laid up in heaven, that we have a home prepared for us, Lord. Lord, a place where there's no mortgage on. Lord, there's no debt on it, but Lord, it's been fully paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, it's been prepared by the master builder of all the ages. And Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, what a home that will be. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have great things in store for us yet to be seen. Lord, and we just want to give you all the glory and honor and praise. Lord, we ask you that you'll help us to be your witnesses while we're here. Help us to serve you and love you with all of our hearts in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, let us never take anything, Lord, instead of you. And let us not be conformed to the things of this world, but always let us change to suit you and your word. And let us be conformed to your word in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Pray, Lord God, that you'll bless the pastor, Lord, and continue to speak and minister to him and through him. Bless and save his family, we ask it in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for every man and every woman that have children that's not yet saved, O God, be merciful and save the children, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for those young ones that are saved, and even the old ones, Lord, we pray you'll baptize and fill each one with the Holy Ghost and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord God, you'll fill each and every one of us, Lord, with your Spirit. Lord, help us, Lord, to go about doing good, even as to do the things that you've done. Lord, speaking to the sinner, Lord, that it may be said of us, Lord, that we are the friends of Jesus and that we're your witnesses and that we are able to do the works that you've done. Lord, for your word promised it, Lord, saying that greater works than these shall you do because you went unto your Father. And Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Lord, to be about the Father's business. Fill us full of faith. And help us to be a believing people and not doubting, but going forward in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke, Lord, the spirit of death over family members, Lord.
Yes.
We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost will move in and bring conviction of the Holy Ghost. Lord,
Jesus,
that souls will be saved. Lord, for both the young and for the old. Let not the young person think that their strength is in their youth, but Lord, your word says that let not us boast of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day it brings forth. Let not the old person think that they're too late, for while they're here, there's time to call upon you. And
yes,
Lord, that you're full of mercy, full
yes,
of grace, and full of compassion. And your word says and tells us, all that come unto me, I shall in no wise cast out. Oh Lord, you're a wonderful Saviour. And Lord, as we heard this morning, you're a good God. And we love you, Lord. And we
yes,
thank you, Lord, for saving us and embracing us. And Lord, inviting us into your family. Oh Lord, what a wonderful thing to be called the children of God. We just pray in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll bless each one now as we go our separate ways. Bless us through the week, Lord. Bless each one at their work and places where they would be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And bring each one safely again. Lord, for the midweek Bible study and prayer meeting, Lord, and for the week that lay ahead, just bless and undertake for each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let us just sing as we leave. The Lord bless you, and Lord, welcome you back again. I'm going to sing it. I was just going to sing it.
All right.
I'm bound and bound for higher ground. There ain't no devil going to hold me down. Praise God.
I'm bound and bound for higher ground. There ain't no devil going to hold me down.